Coming up next, we have Andrew Bentley.
Yeah. Andrew Bentley!
So some people stand and I'm gonna sit. That most mirrors my own personal experiences with sports here. On hearing that the subject of this month's Nerdlogs was sport, my thoughts hitched, not singularly I should think, given the season, onto fantasy football. This is my first year playing, and so, inevitably, every week brings some new flash of insight crashing down upon me like a bolt from the heavens. I'll resist the urge, though, to expound on these strokes of personal genius. I'm far from the first nerd to machete my way through this particular jungle. And I'll trust some old veteran, say someone who didn't have to look up tight end on Wikipedia. To pillage its treasures. I will, though, say that in also playing XCOM Enemy Unknown this week, I experienced a disorienting juxtaposition when I switched from one roster to another. It's a dichotomy of give and take. As frustrating as it may be that Lance Moore doesn't seem to level up no matter how many games... I do have to admit that he is at least marginally less likely to be incinerated by extraterrestrial plasma on any given Sunday. But is this fair? That question brings me to the teeth of my observations for the evening. Footballers are American royalty, hallowed and feted by our society for essentially the same reasons as modern European royalty: tradition and entertainment. But while Princess Brigella of Hungary might at least be asked to officiate some dreary festival of national heritage, or marry her third cousin with a hair lip and his own branch at the local tabloids, NFL players are really only asked for one thing beyond their intrinsic duties as sportsmen: to be role models. And they don't exactly, pardon my mixed metaphor, knock it out of the park. They're not the worst people. But if Steve Harvey, but if Steve Harvey had you in his sweaty polyester grip, forcing you to name an institution 100 people might have called bastions of moral rectitude and social responsibility, admit it, it wouldn't be footballers. Somewhere among the Wheaties boxes and Gatorade bottles and designer cock rings, we've rescued we've recused them from their accountability to youth of Middle America. I stand by it. This is unacceptable. In the Aztec Empire, a prince was chosen on an annual basis. He was pampered, honored, waited on hand and foot, and deferred to with absolute obedience. And at the end of the year, to ensure a good crop of maize, he was executed. I would advocate for something similar. Don't get me wrong, our out-of-control ethanol industry is by no means in need of further subsidy by way of human sacrifice. But perhaps the likes...
It's so true!
Yeah! Nailed it!
Nailed it! And all the
But perhaps the likes of Ben Roethlisberger could do our impressionable progeny more use as an example of basic safety habits rather than the malleable double standard of our legal system. I'm sorry, we could say to our sons as they selected his jersey from the rack at our local Macy's, but didn't you see the papers today? Ben Roethlisberger was struck down in a crosswalk after forgetting to look both ways. Here are the autopsy photos. Alas, Andrew Jr., Michael Vick won't be playing this week. He got reckless and ran with scissors. Here's what's left of his head. And Kobe's no longer with us either, I'm afraid. We shot him because he's a rapist. Of course, even dipping into other sports like that, there may not be enough obvious malefactors to fuel our nation's need for object lessons of household peril. So I'm afraid some of the virtuous might also be asked to make the ultimate sacrifice for the future of America's young men. After all, juvenile use of Roman candles is at a 4-year high. And how much football was Tim Tebow really playing this season anyway? Thank you very much.
At first, I was going to talk about fantasy football, too, because I love it. And you guys play fantasy? I know some Woo-hoo! Of you do. Yeah. Anyone winning today?
No.
Yeah!
Yeah.
No.
Bam!
I've been playing for 4 years and I've never figured it out.
It's luck.
Yeah, I just pick all of the worst players.
But do you know what a tight end is, though?
So, I think you're setting yourself up for a bad pun.
Yeah.
I really wasn't.
Sorry,
I really wasn't.
The best.